Hi everyone. In this video, I'm covering TypeScript Jumpstart. It's a video to cover the basic features of TypeScript, how to use it within your existing JavaScript projects, and what's the benefits of writing, scalable JavaScript application by using TypeScript language specification. This is Mustafa Zoghbi. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft. This is my Twitter handle at Mustafa Zoghbi. And this is my blog URL, mustafalzoghbi.com. TypeScript is a language for application-scale JavaScript development. TypeScript allows developers to create typed superset of JavaScript that compiles to plain JavaScript. TypeScript has a compiler, and this compiler is open sourced on GitHub, and you'll be able to, if you want to fork or see the source of the TypeScript compiler, you'll be able to get the TypeScript compiler source code from GitHub. TypeScript compiler, what it does, it basically takes the TypeScript files that we write in our applications and basically compiles the TypeScript code to a plain JavaScript code. And therefore, since we already generated a JavaScript file, all our TypeScript application will work on any browser or any host or using any operating system. So any JavaScript code is a TypeScript. So you can literally take a copy and paste of any piece of code that you write in JavaScript and paste it in a TypeScript file and it will work. So basically that's why we say TypeScript starts with JavaScript and ends with JavaScript. It starts with JavaScript because any JavaScript code works in a TypeScript code. And also you can integrate JavaScript libraries, works with the TypeScript as well. And once you run the TypeScript compiler, the compiler basically takes the TypeScript code and basically compile it to a plain JavaScript code. And therefore, you don't have any problem about compatibility. And the benefit of the TypeScript is it allows you to do a lot of features that basically it's hard, or basically takes a lot of code to write in JavaScript. For example, you'll be able to basically use static types, classes, modules, interfaces, and on top of that, you also will get the compile time checking. So the cool thing about this, all these features that you will get, it basically you get it once or during development or using any text, editor to write JavaScript code. But once you compile the application basically will generate a JavaScript code. And therefore, you don't have any software you need to deploy in your hosting environment, in your testing, staging, or production environment because your code or your application has TypeScript files. Basically, this TypeScript files, it doesn't exist when you deploy your application or once you compile your application because the compiler will generate JavaScript files. So you don't need to worry about TypeScript files anymore. So to install and compile TypeScript, files are really simple. So to install it, basically the TypeScript compiler, it's a Node.js package. So you can use, if you are using a Mac, you will be able, once you open the terminal or command line, if you are using Windows, you'll be able to say npm install, -g TypeScript. And this basically will install the TypeScript compiler. And then you will be able to start compiling TypeScript files. And it's really simple. If you have any, project, once you have the TypeScript installed using this command, you'll be able to add TypeScript files to your project. And the TypeScript files has an extension TS. So these TS files, once you run the compiler, against these TS files, basically it generates, files with the same name but with JavaScript extensions. So for example, if I want to compile myfile.ts, when I open the terminal or the command line, I just say TSC, which is TypeScript compiler, and then I give it my file name, which is myfile.ts, and you will see on the same folder, a JavaScript file has been created. And yes, you can configure, to generate the JavaScript files on a different folder as well. So let's see how we can write TypeScript in Sublime. So before I jump to the demo and show the code, and some of the features that we have on TypeScript in Sublime, I basically wrote a blog post on how to set up, you know, TypeScript packages within Sublime. So basically, the blog post goes in details about that you can basically opening the package control if you don't have the package control, how to install the package control in steps, and once you get the package control, you'll be able to open the package control and search for. Once you open the package control, you will be, you know, searched. You can search for installed package, and then once you open, the installed package, you will be able to within the package control, you'll be able to search for TypeScript, and once you get the TypeScript, you will be able to, you know, get the TypeScript, plugin, within your Sublime, and you can start, creating. TypeScript files, and you will see all the fancy features, about the compile time checking, the coloring, and all of this that we'll go through it in the demo. But this is just, I want to point out that I already have a blog. If you haven't used Sublime before, so that's a good, opportunity to use Sublime. If not, or basically this is the first time you want to start using TypeScript in Sublime, so you just can, within 2-3 steps, you'll be able to install the TypeScript package, and you will be able to start, using TypeScript within your Sublime as your favorite text editor. So here, basically, I open Sublime. So the first thing I want to do, I want to create a folder for my project. So just going to go ahead and try to save my project. So I'm going to go to my desktop, and then I will try to create a folder. It's called TypeScript Demo Sublime. And then once I create the folder, so I'm just going to call here, let's say I'm just going to create a TypeScript file. It's called demo.ts. So here, I create a TypeScript file called demo.ts. And I want to create another file. So let's say new. I'll try to save it as well. But I'm going to create a file called tsconfig.json. So it's a JSON file for TypeScript configuration. So I'm going to hit OK. And here I will just copy and paste subcode. And this basically, you will see that I will create two files. Basically related to the configuration and how you want to compile the project. So the first thing, which is the TypeScript configuration, that tells basically the TypeScript compiler based on what you want to compile this TypeScript files. So we're saying we want to compile based on ECMAScript 5 and the module is AMD module, and yes, we need the source map files. So we have, this is the first file, which is the tsconfig.json. So we're going to create a new file. And we're going to call it tasks.json. Tasks.json. And basically the tasks.json. So we're going to go ahead and basically put also the version that we're running, which is version 0.1.0. And this is the command, which is the TypeScript compiler. And, and it's a chill command and the argument, which basically we need to compile demo.ts. And so this is basically the two files that you need to have in your project to start compiling TypeScript files. So the first one, which is the TypeScript configuration that tells the compiler based on what you want to compile, what's your target compilation, like, for example, ECMAScript 5, what type of module you are using, the AMD module, and if you need a source map or not. So that's the first file. So we're going to save it. And then we have another file, which is the task.json, that basically also tells that when you run your tasks, especially if you are using Grunt or Gulp, to compile your JavaScript files, what to do with the TypeScript files, that we need to compile these TypeScript files. So this is really needed based on your build process. So you're going to use, and you can customize this file as you need, which is the task.json. So here we're going to go ahead and jump to the demo.ts to start writing some code, and in TypeScript. So here, basically, in my file, I'm going to start creating a car class. You know, the way how we create classes, you know, in object-oriented languages. So if you are a Java developer, C-sharp developer, or any developer comes from a, you know, an object-oriented background. So we'll see how easy it is to create, you know, classes, how to create, you know, member variables, how to create constructors, how to create methods within your class, you know, in TypeScript. So I'm going to go ahead and say class car. So I'm defining a class. You see the until since it starts to work. So now I'm going to have within the car class, I have, for example, four member variables. It's related to the model, make, year, and VIN number. So I'm going to say I need model. Model, basically, it's a string. You will see also, and we have a make, which also it's a string. And we have year, but the year, let's say it's a number. And let's say we also, every car has a VIN number, so the VIN is a string. And you see the IntelliSense. So now we defined four member variables for the class car. And then we need to create a constructor. So let's say we're going to just say constructor keyword. And then with constructor, we need to, in every car object, we need to define the make, model, the year, and VIN. So I'm going to say this is the model, which is string. And then we have the model, the make, which also string. And then we have the year, which is a number. And then we have also the VIN number, the VIN, which is a string. And then for on the constructor, we're going to say this.model. So the model is the M variable that we are sending. And we are saying this.make, it's the K input parameter. This.year, it's basically the Y that we are sending. And this.VIN number, it's basically the V, right? And also, I want to create something else related to, because for security reasons, some, you know, company, they don't want to share the VIN number for the car. So we're going to create another parameter called VIN4, which is the last four, you know, digits of the car, just for security reasons. So we're going to say it's also string. And I want to get, you know, I want to create a get VIN4, which basically takes the VIN and gets the last four, you know, characters of the VIN. So I'm just gonna create a method called getVIN4. So basically what it does, it's basically returns the four characters of the VIN. So we're gonna say this.vin.substring. So I want the substring, which basically the start will be the full length of the VIN minus four characters. So we're going to say this.vin.length minus 4 and 4, and the number will be for the length of the VIN, which is this.vin.length. Very handy. I like the compile time checking and the autocorrect in the IntelliSense. So we're going to see this. So now this, we have this car. And so here, and you will see that I created four member variables. I created a constructor, very simple, and created the method, very easy syntax, you know. And even if I want, for example, if I want this VIN number to be, you know, private, it's by default is public, so I'm just going to say private in front of it. So this is how you, you know, put some security for the member variable. So anyone who wants to get the VIN4, so we'll be able to call the getVIN method, right? So let's see here, I want to create a class object. So I'm gonna say var c equal to new car, and then I will be able to see c.make. Let's say the make is Audi, this is my favorite car, and current model, I like, for example, A6, c.year, let's say I get something really brand new car, and then c.VIN, so let's put here some VIN number, which we're going to put any string here. Right. And then what I'm going to do is, once we have this object, I want to console, I want to write the get VIN4. So dot log, I want to log that. So I'm going to say c dot get vin 4. So let's see if this works or not. So basically what I did here, I just saved the file, right? I saved the file. I just want to compile this TypeScript file to a JavaScript file, and then I would run this, the generated JavaScript as a node application. So here, basically, I open the terminal window, and I want to compile the demo.ts file, and we'll see the generated JavaScript file. So I'm going to go ahead and navigate to my desktop, and then I'm going to cd to my folder, which is TypeScript demo supply. And then I'm going to say tsc demo.ts, because I want to compile that TypeScript file. And I hit enter. So this means you will see that the JavaScript file has been already generated here. So this means that they don't have any problem. If there is any compilation or anything like that, if you didn't notice any, like, the red line underscore or the highlighted, if you have any error, you will see the error when you compile the TypeScript. That's one thing. The second thing, if it's already deployed and there's no any other syntax problem or anything like that, the JavaScript file, it has been already, generated for us. So this is the JavaScript file that we will basically call and run the application. So let's go here and I'm going to say node, I'm going to say demo.javascript, because I want to run the method that we are calling, which is the get vin 4. Go ahead. So basically you see here, let's go back to the TypeScript file. So if to make sure that it's working properly, when I said console.log c.getvin4, literally it has been basically captured the 2345, which basically the last four basically characters of the VIN number. So I'm just showing to you that we were able to compile the TypeScript file, and we were able to run even the method from the generated JavaScript file with no problem. And therefore, you can use the JavaScript in all your pages, regardless if you're using jQuery, Angular application, or any other framework, that you will be able to use the JavaScript and call all the methods as well. But if you see here that basically we have really a cleaner way of really pretty, with the IntelliSense and with the compile time checking, in Sublime using TypeScript. So let's say this. So if I, by mistake, I said, in the year, I put it as a string, and I'm trying to save. So if you see here, so if you just click on this, you will see, first of all, the underlined, red error. So you will see here that I have type string is not assignable to type number. So it already recognized that I already have a year as a number, where I am assigning it as a string, which is not good. So that's really the cool thing about the compile time checking as well. So even if I tried, let's say I tried here to say c.vin4, and I am just saying vin4, let's say it's a test, and put here, and I'm saving. So you see here that I'm here that property vin4 is a private and only accessible within class car. So all this, the goodness of TypeScript, about the compile time checking, easy way of, creating classes and, interfaces and inheritance. We're going to see this in using a different, text editor, using basically Visual Studio Code. But I'm just showing all the capabilities that we will cover in this video. You can use it in Sublime or any other, editor that basically has a plugin for TypeScript. So this is what we want to show. So we're going to go ahead back and just going to save. So we should, everything should be good. And even by the way, so even if you see here that this is the JavaScript file, even you can right click and say delete the file if you want to delete it. File has been deleted. We can go back to the terminal and say, let's compile this file. You will see here that the file has been generated with no problems. So you will see that the file has been generated, and we can still say node demo.javascript file, and you will see that the function is working. So this means that everything that we wrote so far is working with no problem after we compile it to JavaScript. So basically, what's the TypeScript feature as well? So I was showing earlier that within using Sublime. You can create an easy class, very nice, you know, syntax, easy to compile, easy to generate JavaScript file. We're able to run the JavaScript file. So what else? So basically, we can create classes, inheritance, interfaces. We have seen the compile time checking, the type annotations. Even you can create modules and even enums, generics as well, function expression. That's all, you know, feature that you can do with the TypeScript. Also, basically, the TypeScript provides a better development language specification for developers, where, you know, all the syntax will be, first of all, the generated JavaScript is really a pretty and clean JavaScript, you know, code. You know, so all the complex stuff that we need to build, let's say in inheritance, interfaces, classes, type annotation, modules, and enums, generics, all this basically creates a very fancy and really good, you know, clean JavaScript code. Also, we have seen the compile time checking, better structures. Even you can create optional types, type inference, that basically once you create the object, the inference engine understand that, oh, this class has these properties, has these methods, has this accessibility, or any security that you apply for member variables. So in this demo, basically, we're going to see how we can write more TypeScript code and demos in Visual Studio Code. So here I open Visual Studio, and I just have the demo.ts that we already created earlier using Sublime. So we basically, I copy and paste the code, and I basically also created the tsconfig.json. But basically, I didn't create tasks.json, because if you remember, we said that in any project that we're going to use TypeScript, we need two files, which is the tsconfig and the tasks.json. So the cool thing about in Visual Studio, because it has already a built-in task runner, so once the first time you run the project, you know, by clicking on Command Shift B, you know, basically what it does, basically if there is the task, it will basically create the task.json because it has an internal task runner, and basically you just need to make sure this is basically like a default schema, you know, for the task.json. And basically, if you look at it, it's already recognizing the TypeScript compiler. I just here from the hello world.ts, this is the default. I just changed it to the demo.ts. So basically, I will come here and I want to build the project. So I just gonna press Shift Command B as in build. And basically, you will see here that the project is being, you know, built. And once it's done, so the demo.js has been generated for me. So this is one of the benefits of using Visual Studio Code, that it already has an internal, you know, task runner. And the task runner basically can, based on these configuration within the JSON, you can, you know, define all your tasks. How would you like to build this project? Minification or anything else? So because it already has, you know, a built-in task runner. So basically, I didn't do anything other than just adding that tsconfig.json, and I was able to create the JavaScript file from the TypeScript compiler. So the second thing that we can do is we can basically, it also has some debug capabilities. So I can go ahead and click on Run, and basically it's gonna run the Node application. So you will see here I just created another app.js, and basically just a default file. So and basically you can, once you click on Run, it basically is gonna look at the app.js and then implement anything on it. So for now, I just wanna I just wanna comment this line for now, and then I just gonna show you that I ran the project. So once I ran the project, you will see that I will be able to you know, I'm already running in a debug mode. I'm running my application, and it's listening to 19.992 port, and I'll be able to run the application. And even if I want to debug, I'll be able to do this using, you know, Visual Studio Code. And this is one of the benefits, other than all the IntelliSense and the compile time checking. It also has internal task runner, and also you can debug TypeScript applications. So let's see here another feature of TypeScript. Let's say we want to implement inheritance. So I want to basically create a class, a truck class that inherits from car. So see the syntax for the TypeScript. I would say I want class truck, and then I say extends car. This is how you implement inheritance. And then we can add anything else exactly like what we did with the car. So we can say with the truck, we really care about wheels. And let's say, the wheels is a number. So so this is one of the, you know, the easy way, you know, to create inheritance in JavaScript, like, because it literally, we create another class, truck, extend car, and basically, if you see that the generated code, it will be much, much more code than what we anticipated. Here, I wrote two lines of code, the class truck extend car in TypeScript, and I just added a property for the number. And I was able to create an inheritance in JavaScript because the end result will be JavaScript. And one of the cool websites to see that, so that the result or the, you know, the result of the TypeScript or the generated, just to compare the difference. So let's see, I'm gonna take this code, I wanna copy it. And I'm gonna go to a website, it's called typescriptlang.org. And let's see, I wanna compare my TypeScript code to the generated JavaScript. So they have a playground here tool. So I'm gonna click on the playground. And I just gonna copy and paste my TypeScript on the left box. And let's see what's the generated JavaScript file with all the code that's being generated. So I just gonna control A, I'm just gonna control V. So here it was very simple, class, and then one line of code, I was able to do the inheritance. And then let's see, I'm gonna click on, even without anything, I don't need to run. So see the how many code, you know, that been generated. So to implement the extension, so this is the class, and this is the truck that basically has the super that extend from the car. So this is the generated JavaScript, you know, code from a TypeScript, and you can tell that the TypeScript, you know, code and syntax is much easier, you know, creating complex stuff like interfaces. Or even inheritance or all the features that we're talking about, it's much simpler and easier way to write JavaScript code. So even we can go ahead here back, if you want to implement interface, so we can say interface I car, and then you can put anything on the car. Let's say get mileage. And there's the mileage, this is like a method. Let's say it return a number, you know, and let's say it takes also the year and it does some calculation, and the year it's a number. So I'm taking the year and basically I can do some calculation based on, let's say the average is 15,000 mile a year. I can give you the mileage based on the year of the car, you know. So this is like, it's just an interface, and even we can say class car2 implements iCar, and then this is how the class, you know, will implement the iCar interface. And you will see here that the inference engine within TypeScript, it says that the car2 incorrectly implement interface iCar. Property get mileage is missing in type car2. So this means I have to implement the get mileage in this car class. So I'm gonna control copy, and I basically paste. And here I want to implement. Let's say I'm returning anything. Let's say I'm returning 1,000 or 10,000. So it's all this inference engine, you know, inference engine within TypeScript is really useful because it makes you more, you know, productive while you are writing literally JavaScript code. And it's much, you know, as you see, we have all these features within Visual Studio Code or Sublime to write JavaScript code. So this is basically a get started reference links. So basically, if you want to start test run or and playground with the TypeScript code without even doing anything in your box, you can go to the website that I have shown earlier, which is typescriptlang.org. And if you want to read more about the language specification, you know, and even the source in GitHub, you will be able to go to github.com/Microsoft/TypeScript. And even if you want to read more examples, we have already TypeScript handbook. So all the stuff, it's really easy, especially if you're coming from an object-oriented background to create, you know, faster, more productive code, client-side code in JavaScript. So thank you so much. This is my blog, Mustafa Al-Zaghbi. Feel free to drop me a message on Twitter as well if you have any questions. And thank you for your time.